none but the hungry heart, filial faith. He, the Spirit, maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8, verse 27. Neither the Lord Jesus nor the Holy Spirit ever thought of willing or praying outside the will of God the Father. Neither will we, while we walk in the Spirit and abide in the Lord Jesus. Faith is not a power that one possesses, by which he can move the arm of God and work miracles. Faith accepts quiet guidance. Only unbelief demands a miracle. There is nothing in true faith that the flesh cannot glory in. The power is God's. It is the Father who works and does it according to his own wisdom and will. Faith is simply absolute confidence in the Father, which gives the certainty that he will fulfill his word. Faith must be based upon certainty. There must be the definite knowledge of and confidence in the Father's purpose and will. Without that, there can be no true faith. For faith is not a force that we can exercise, or a striving to believe that something shall be, thinking that if we believe hard enough, it will come to pass. Let us not be discouraged if the transformation we long for does not take place immediately. Let us feel the need and lay it to heart. Let us stand in faith, and we shall never be put to shame. Cleaving to the Lord Jesus and his word with purpose of heart can never be in vain. The hour will surely come when out of our hearts, too, will flow rivers of living water. Whatever sends us to the Lord Jesus, be it grief, disappointment, or burden, is to that degree a blessing. No price is too great to pay in gaining this fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1, verse 9.